Well, it's quite the lengthy gospel this morning. Commentators say that there are upwards of 23 different theological themes embedded in this gospel, but not to worry, I'm only going to talk about 19. Okay, 18. Actually, I only want to ask one question. Who are you in this gospel? There are four people or groups mentioned in this gospel. There's the Samaritan woman, the townspeople, the disciples, and of course, Jesus. Each person has their own reaction to the situation unfolding before them, and maybe we can see some of ourselves in one of them. Let's start with the woman at the well. We don't know how old this person is, but knowing that she has been living with six different men, we can assume this is not a young woman. I sense that her life is one of searching and survival. Her life is probably not easy, and she is just living day to day, trying to get by and is searching for the next thing or person that will bring her some happiness. She is at the well by herself in the afternoon because the other women of the village will not associate with her because of her promiscuity. So she is probably somewhat lonely and maybe jealous of the other women. Can't speak for the rest of you, but I have been here, especially in my teens, 20s, and early 30s. Just kind of going through life, trying to fit in, searching for what could make me happy, going along with the crowd of what was popular at the time, being somewhat jealous of my friends who had a better job, better car, or better house. Basically, just going through the motions of life, wondering, is this all it had to offer? What about you? Have you ever had a time in your life when you wondered if this is all life had to offer? What about feeling alone or different? I think of someone in school who maybe isn't as popular as some of the other students, or maybe is lonely because they are different. I think someone like this could easily identify with the woman at the well who is there by herself in the heat of the day, because she is different and she doesn't fit in. My experience is that even though it may seem people like this are losing the battle of life, they are the ones who are most open to something better. Enter Jesus. As we heard in the gospel, a Jewish man speaking to a Samaritan, and especially a Samaritan woman, was something that simply did not happen. But I don't think that Jesus saw a Samaritan woman at the well. I think that Jesus saw a person who was broken and needed to hear there was something better than just living day to day. Jesus wasn't concerned what his disciples would say. He wasn't looking for them coming down the road so that he could quickly wrap up his conversation with the woman so they wouldn't know that he was talking with her. No, Jesus stayed in the moment with the woman because he knew how important it was for her to have someone to interact with. What about you? Can you be like Jesus and take the time to sit with those who may seem different? Can you sit with the coworker who talks too loudly and drives you nuts all day? If you are in school, can you sit with someone who doesn't have many friends because they are not popular or maybe too shy? I know this is not always easy for me to do because at heart I'm an introvert, and it's much more comfortable for me to be around people that I know. But I also know that I have been given a great gift in coming to know that Jesus loves me, not because what I have done or what I have not done, but just simply because I am a child of God, just like you and just like everyone else in the world. And I really want many more people to know of that gift for them as well. So I work hard at trying to stay in the moment and not care what others might think of me. I know that I am far from perfect in my efforts and I don't always get it right. But if I keep trying because I know the outcome can be great, just like in today's gospel. Because Jesus stays in the moment and because the woman at the well is open to something new in her life, something wonderful happens. Having received the good news, the woman goes into the village to tell others. She shares her story with the people in the town. Their reaction? They go out to see Jesus for themselves, and then they invite Jesus to stay with them. And the result is that many came to believe in him. Out of all the people in the story, I most admire the townspeople that were open enough to come and see for themselves, because it hurts me when people do not take up that challenge. I come in contact with many people in the parish, and I always try to encourage those I think that could benefit from a little booster shot to their faith life. I may invite someone to discipleship nights, to a men's group, or a retreat weekend, so much so that many, when they see me coming, start to walk the other way. That's okay. I know what it's like to get comfortable with life and not to feel the need to make any changes. But much like the woman at the well, I know that what Jesus has done for me in my life, and I want others to see what Jesus might have in store for them. When others approach you with an invitation to deepen your faith life, can you be like the townspeople and at least go and see? What's the worst that can happen? Or maybe the better question is, what is the best that can happen? That brings us to the final group, the disciples. On the surface, it may not seem like the disciples have much part in this story, but I think that they do. First of all, they are taking care of Jesus. As he rests at the well, they go into town for food. And this allows Jesus to minister to the woman he encounters. When they return and find Jesus talking with the woman, even though they are dumbfounded, they let him continue without interrupting. Are you like the disciples that even though you may not be the one ministering to others, you can support those that do? Ministry can be hard work, and words of encouragement to those engaged in ministry to others can go a long way to keep them spiritually strong. You never know when the right word at the right time can be just the thing someone needs to hear to keep trying. And like the disciples, do you support the physical needs of those that help others on their journey? Not everyone is in the position to be present to others. If that is you, please consider what you can do to support those that work for the church. If we want to reach out to others, we need to support the ministries here at St. Bernard's, in the Diocese of Green Bay, and in the world. So who are you in this gospel? Are you the woman at the well, just going through the motions but open to something new? Are you Jesus who takes the time to sit with someone in need? Are you one of the townspeople and say that you want to learn more about Jesus and what that means? Are you like the disciples who support those that minister to others? I hope that our answer is that we eventually want to be like all of them. We want to be like the woman at the well and share what Jesus means to us with others. We want to be like the townspeople and be open to exploring our faith more deeply. We want to be like the disciples and be able to support others in ministry. And we want to be like Jesus and sit with those who are looking for something more in their life. So who are you?